I'm Salona Carlisle, and this is another edition of the Everyday Bliss for the Modern Woman weekly transmissions, created for the woman who is wildly devoted to choosing herself and living her desired life now instead of waiting until later. Whenever you're desiring something to change in your life, see it as an invitation, as an opportunity to spend even more time doing nothing, to drop into more moments of stillness and spaciousness, to get quiet and then even quieter, to slow down your pace and then slow down even more beyond where it's comfortable, all the way to the point where your mind may resist like crazy and put up a fight. Because only then will you reach the place where you can truly hear and listen deeply. I say this because if you've been spinning your wheels or swirling in confusion, feeling lost, stuck, or uncertain of your next step and unclear of the way to move forward, all it means is that there's more listening that's needed to what wants to be heard. There's more listening that's needed to what has been trying to reach you in this space that you're in. And it's okay if you have felt deaf to your inner knowing and cut off from your soul's guidance. The outer world can feel so loud at times and can flood our systems with so much noise, which is exactly why you owe it to yourself to create the space in which you can feel and receive more of you once again. Otherwise, so much of the time, without even knowing it, we're trying to force our will onto reality, thinking that this is what it means to be a powerful creator, or in the name of becoming a better, more effective manifester, believing that this is what it means to be empowered, to be free, to exercise our freedom, and to be the creator of our own lives. But sometimes the more authentic power is the one that comes from going so deeply inside and staying there until the inner impulse moves you. And sometimes the even more fruitful work is to loosen the grip, even if it's just a little bit, and to lean back into the invisible intelligence that is all around you, always, and to let the path find you. It's in being more available for the unexpected and becoming more open to unlimited possibility and deciding that rather than continuing to push and force something from lack or from impatience or desperation or angst in the way you've always done, it's deciding that this time you're going to do things differently for a change, differently than you ever have, which starts with letting go, coming back to that place of deep rest inside, and listening even more closely and fully than you ever have. Let your practice be that simple for now, and trust that that is more than enough. Yes, absolutely, you can still stay committed, devoted, and faithful to your desires, especially when the doubt tries to pull you away from them. And in the meantime, allow yourself to fall more in love with yourself and to fall in love with this moment, this experience, a little more. Because if not now, then when? Loving takes you all the way to the core of existence, where everything you've ever desired resides. When you love, you become the source. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to learn more and receive my free ecstatic feminine embodiment meditation, go to SalonaCarlisle.com. I offer a variety of ways into this work, so if you know you want to dive deeper into living more everyday bliss and becoming that woman who is wildly devoted to living her desired life now instead of later, you can also request a free consult at SalonaCarlisle.com/discover. And together we can find the perfect way into this work for you.